Alex shakes his head fervently.
No one cares, Jules.
I wrinkle my nose. But to be honest, I don't know that he's wrong. Mrs. Black doesn't seem to notice the bruises that are so obvious. When I'd first seen them, I asked him if he was just a klutz. Nanny says she is, and she's always stumbling or slamming her toe into things. Alex had merely shaken his head and kept playing with his Legos. It wasn't until several weeks went by and he came to school with a black eye that I figured it out. Alex isn't hurting himself. Someone else is. And that someone is his dad. The reminder makes me so mad I swear I could scream. The first time I told him he needed to tell Mrs. Black, he'd cried and I'd held him until he stopped. And then he'd made me promise not to make him do it. Something told me that Alex has to do a lot of things he doesn't want to at home. Maybe I should ask my dad if he can adopt him. I heard that Ricky Lang was adopted and he seemed to love his new dads. Alex is scared of his dad, and that doesn't seem right. What about your mom? I ask. Does your mom know? Alex is quiet for a long moment, and his hands stop moving over the Legos.
Mom is tired,
he finally says, as if the words are dragged out of him.
I shouldn't bug her.
My hands clench into tiny fists. Moms should care, no matter how tired they are. No matter how messy you accidentally get their clothes or how ugly your drawings are. The image of the picture Mrs. Black had made us draw of our families sitting in the trash can at home pops into my head, and I have to bite my lip to stop it from quivering. Only babies cry over dumb drawings. Alex turns and looks at me. His hand finds one of my fists, and he forces it to uncurl as he links our fingers back together. I sigh and let the hurt go. His smile turns him from merely pretty to absolute perfection. He looks like a prince from a storybook with his dark hair and gray eyes and that one little curl that hangs over his forehead. Daddy always calls me his princess. I wonder, if I kiss Alex, will he become a prince? If I marry him, will I be able to save him from his dad?
I'm okay, Jules,
he says.
Promise.
Except his promise is a lie. Alex isn't okay, because the next day he doesn't come to class. And when he's back the following week, his arm is in a cast. Suddenly, I don't care anymore if it'll get me in trouble. I don't care if Mrs. Black doesn't like it when I sit by him. I don't care if Daddy says we can't go to the same school next year. I open my mouth and I tell the truth. I tell everyone, and I hope someone stops Alex's dad from hurting him because if I have to do it, I don't think I'll be a good girl anymore. I think I'll be very, very bad.
1. Lex. Present day. The night glow of my computer screens illuminates the keys under my fingers, with just enough light for me to see what I'm hitting as my hands fly from one side to the other. I type in code after code, a muscle in my jaw jumping as I scan the documents I pull up. The second Silverwood General Hospital uploaded notes about Gio's condition, they were downloaded to both my computer and phone. 2 fractured ribs, a busted nose, and severe internal and external bruising. None of that was concerning, though. No. The major injury had been the one to his head, one he'd still yet to wake up from. TBI, traumatic brain injury. Just reading it had made my pulse pick up and sweat coat my brow. If it hadn't been for Corey, Gio might have died today. Here one moment, and gone the next. An alarm sounds on one of my upper monitors. I jerk my head up and swing my mouse in its direction, clicking open the series of cameras that overlook the property surrounding the carriage house. I'd poured every dollar I'd scraped and saved working for Dario Vargas into both the renovations of the